The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
I'm no Peter O'Mahony, but I'll be damned if any clipboard bearing official is going to stop me watering my hydrangeas. I've put blood, sweat and tears into my very modest patch, so watering it is a must. And while I get on with my neighbours, if one of them rats me out, well, that's the end of the chit-chats over the fence. So says Sinead Ryan, Irish independent columnist and presenter of The Home Show here on News Talk, in reaction to the hosepipe ban that is in place until August 26. And she joins us now. Sinead, you've actually ratted yourself out in your column, so it's not really up to the neighbours in your case to tell the powers that be that you are going to be still watering your flowers. Tell us why you feel so exercised about this.
Well, for a start, I think the weather gods might have now got wind of this, because it is so cloudy outside my house. It looks as if it's about to lash rain, which will kind of save me having to kind of break the law. I haven't done it yet. My husband is in the house and he won't let me. But honest to goodness, I can fill the watering can 10 times, but I'm not allowed to spray some water on my hydrangeas. I think that this is a rule that... It has exercised me, because it makes very little sense to me. I don't understand it. A lot of this, Ciara, and listen, you don't have me to tell anybody out there, any of the listeners, the whole debacle over water charges, over paying for water, having proper systems in place. And because the government was not prepared to take the hard decisions then or since, we are now in a position where 38% of all drinking water seeps into the ground before it gets to our taps. We've underfunded agencies like Uisce Éireann, and we have water treatment plants crying out for investment. So don't come at my flowers until we get that sorted out, is what I think.
Well, you have said it's not the weather that has caused this water drought. It is political cowardice. So do you think that they should have held fast in the face of quite enormous protests about water charges, and that would have been, I suppose, that maybe would have resulted in us being in a different position now?
I do, and I was more than happy to pay for water charges. Most Europeans do. Not even in very, very hot countries like Spain and Portugal, which, by the way, don't have water bans in place all the time in the summer. So I think water charges, like electricity, like the internet, it's a utility that we absolutely have to pay for. It doesn't come free. It might fall out of the skies free, but you're not going to collect it in a bucket and use it in that way. So it has to be paid for. It has to be treated, and it has to be safe. And I think harder decisions should have been taken at the time and in the intervening 10 or so years since. And this is what we have now, not just the water ban. That's just one thing. Of course, we all need to pull back in a period of very, very hot weather that we've had. I've no difficulty with that. I wouldn't dream of filling a bath, for instance, or having a dripping tap. I'm happy to do my bit. But it just sticks in the craw a little bit, Ciara, when you have, you know, a government telling people, well, because we didn't do this 10 years ago, or you now have to do this. I don't think that's fair. Governments are there to lead. They're there to have a stated point and to be able to show people. They're doing it now at a great rush. You have it on the show about e-scooters and e-bikes. That can happen very, very quickly. So I really don't understand why that wasn't brought in properly.
Those who were against water charges would say that water should be paid for out of exchequer funding. And that, in fact, I think water charges were referred to at the time as a double taxation, because you'd paid your tax, but then you were being charged again for water. And that was one of the arguments against it. Does that, if you forgive the pun, doesn't hold water for you?
Well, everything is paid out of central exchequer when you think about it, because, you know, tax comes from all of us. It's our money. So I certainly think business can do their bit. Data centres can do their bit. This isn't all on the kind of the 40% taxpayer here. But I think there's an inherent duty and responsibility that comes with paying for things. The first thing is you have a dignity in the fact that you have actually paid for a particular service. Secondly, you get to have a say. So you get to give out about things not being done and things not in the right way, the way we do about hospitals and roads and schools and all those things. So I think it's really important to pay for it, and every house should pay toward their need. Certainly with a free amount to begin with. We all need to, nobody wants anybody kind of getting thirsty or not being able to use it for cleanliness purposes. But this was all agreed. This was all right. The whole agency set up to deal with this. So It should have been done then. It should be done now. And we would not be now where we is, trying to get neighbours to rat out on each other on some kind of local authority hotline. I mean, it's just ludicrous when you think about it.
I suppose one of the arguments always in favour of water charges is that if you're paying for it, you're more likely to conserve it. If you're, you know, you're not less likely to let your taps run when you're cleaning your teeth, or you're less likely to be squandering water left, right and centre. And indeed, if you are somebody who has something like a swimming pool, you'd end up paying more, obviously, than somebody who didn't. And many people would think that that's fair. But it was, I know you're talking about political leadership, but it was hugely unpopular, Sinead. That's the reason that the government stepped back from it.
But sure, look, I mean, everything's unpopular. If you say to people you have to pay for anything in this country, people say, I shouldn't have to do it. I don't want to do it. It's unpopular and I don't like it. I mean, if the government went down that road on everything that was unpopular, we would literally collect no tax. Nobody wants to pay that voluntarily. But then you don't have all of the services that come with the public services. And they are, for the most part, very good in this country, that come with people who pay tax. So I don't, that argument is not a sound one, because they are prepared to make those decisions about lots and lots of other things that matter greatly, some things that don't matter at all. And here is something, an essential requirement of life and health. So I understand that people say, well, it's so essential that nobody should have to pay for it, but it has to be paid for. So I'm not sure that it's good enough to say pay for it, but only those people over there.
Okay. What about the argument then that we are where we are, and even if you were right, and many people are agreeing with you, 100% agree on the water charges, just use the watering cans, says Deck, you're still saving water, and I've no issue with watering cans either. Lots of people are not anti-watering charges, water charges rather, but we are where we are, and we do lose 38% of our water before it hits our tap, and we have had a prolonged dry spell, so we are running short, and we keep hearing that Dublin in particular, that their water supply is on a knife edge. And being that the case, is it not you watering your hydrangeas need to be put off for a while, but you need to use some other method, or you need to let them wilt a little bit over the summer, because we actually are very short and perhaps some people will run down to a trickle if we don't do something?
And I understand that completely. And as I say, there's lots that I am prepared to do and am doing. I don't waste water. I don't have baths. I have very quick showers. I fill the kettle only what's needed. I mean, I do all the things that normal people do who are good citizens and want to help out. There is something about my garden, and it's only a very small one, really, that has a great deal of memories for me. I mean, there's a rhododendron out there my mother bought me for her first grandchild the day she was born. I have plants that friends have given me when I've been very ill and not well, and others in celebration of something. I grow vegetables. I grow herbs. So to me, it's kind of to see that death happening in front of me, I think is just, it's a sorry state, to be honest with you, especially at a time when we have enjoyed this good weather. It has been a glorious time. We have to get better at these temperatures, these climate change. It is happening. It is here. This looks like our future. Like, we really have to get better than just rapping people over the knuckles and telling them to kind of police their neighbours.
All right. And if you get fined, Sinead, having written this piece, or your neighbours ratting you out or whatever, if they come after you, well, what then?
Well, as I say, I haven't done it yet because I haven't been able to. My husband is a better citizen than me at the moment. So I have been filling the watering can. And for the moment, that's what I have done. So I'm not going to, take the Fifth Amendment rights on this by saying I'm going to do it or I'm not going to do it. I hope I don't have to. I hope there's a solid downpour for the next few days. I think we're overdue it. It's about time, and maybe I won't have to. And in the meantime, on the home show on Saturday afternoon, 5 o'clock, I'm going to be interviewing Peter O'Mahony and asking him about his hydrangeas, and maybe he has a few tips for me in how to get by this dry spell.
Is fabulous. So tune in to that then. Look, thank you for joining us, Sinead. That is Sinead Ryan there, Irish Independent columnist and presenter of The Home Show. Loads of you texting. The mistake the government made was with the property tax. Once that came in, the public would not allow the water charge. Your home should not have been taxed. Water as a utility should be, says this texter. And someone else says, hi, Ciara. Agree that government carried us at the time regarding water charges was the case. What should have been done is local property tax should have been revised to include water consumption over a certain level and rebranded as LPWT. We spent billions on water meters for what? Says Mick in Cork. Keep your texts coming into us on the show. I love to know what you think about all of these things and whether or not you, like Sinead, might be trying to get around the hosepipe ban. We'd love to hear from that too. 087 1400 106 now is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.